I don't know what's more confusing, learning astrology or just being a human. Moonday Musings is here to help with that. A weekly no-bullshit guide for the upcoming cosmic forecast and how you can actually use this in your real life. Hello, wonderful neighbor of mine. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. And welcome to Moonday Musings. If this is your first Moonday Musings, welcome. We're so happy to have you here on our little cosmic voyage. This is a little astrocast to really dive into the energy of the astrology of the week and anchor into it with a lot of human first, earth energy, you know, putting our humanity at the forefront, meaning what can we actually do with this information? How can we embody the lessons of the celestials right now? So at the very top of the show, we always start with a wonderful self-check-in at the beginning of the week, something that I personally look forward to so much because we are constantly checking in with all these other little things in our lives that demand our attention and our focus. And it is so easy to get so wrapped up that we go days, weeks, months, sometimes even years go by without really, really checking in with ourselves. So we use Monday, the top of the week, the top of the show, to do just that. So wherever you're listening to this, whether you're sitting, you're standing, you're walking, you're whatever it is you're doing right now, you don't have to stop physically, especially if it's not safe. What I want you to stop right now is kind of get all the gears and all the different systems that are moving forward at their natural pace right now. Bring some nice slowness and pause to everything by taking three nice and deep cleansing breaths. Take a big, deep inhale in from the bottom of your lungs. Barely hold that at the top of the breath and exhale, open your mouth and really allow all that air to come out. Push it all the way out of your lungs. And then from all the way at the bottom of that belly, take a big full breath in again through your nose. Gently, gently hold at the top of your inhale and exhale out your mouth. Really sigh that out, push all the air out, and let's make this last breath really count. When you're ready, a big, deep breath in right here. Hold for a moment. And exhale, whoosh, all the air comes out. Push it all the way out of your lungs and let your breath come back to a natural place. If it feels comfortable or feel called to close your eyes right now and it's safe, you can go ahead and do that. Place your hands wherever they feel most comfortable or wherever they feel most called right now. Top of your legs, over your knees, maybe over your belly or your solar plexus, which is right above your belly button. Maybe your hands come together over your heart. Maybe they're in some kind of position that feels sacred or prayer-like to you. And I want you to let yourself in your mind's eye do a nice little scan, a little energetic scan all throughout your body and your energetic field right now. If there's any part of your physical being that's in any pain or having any tension or discomfort right now, simply pay attention to that. Bring your awareness there. If there's anything you can do in this immediate moment to bring some relief or peace or tenderness to that area, please go ahead and do so. Or if that looks like offering yourself a little gesture, a little promise right now, maybe going on a walk, maybe going and sitting next to a cracked or open window later, taking some breaths of nice fresh air. Maybe it's scheduling into your calendar right now some little 5-minute breaks. You could schedule like a handful of them throughout the rest of your day or tomorrow. Schedule like 5-minute breaks and drink water or eat a snack or read a page or a few paragraphs of a book or an article. Sometimes being present with ourselves and listening to what's calling out to us from our body, our own physical and energetic and emotional needs. Sometimes just being an observer, being a present observer and listening and receiving that information from your body, from your ethereal body. And whether it's in that moment or making some kind of sacred promise to come back to the moment later, sometimes that amount of acknowledgement makes the biggest amount of difference. And that's exactly why we do the self-check-in at the beginning of the week, every week, because it doesn't have to be this long, big thing on your to-do list to pause and take a breath and check in with yourself. Really listen to what it is that you need right now and take even the tiniest little action step toward fulfilling that need. And this moves us beautifully into our moon scope for the week, because the moon is representative of how we feel in every multi-layered sense of that word, how we feel. And so if you would, or you are able to right now, you can pull up your birth chart and take a look at where the moon is going to be transiting this week, starting Monday, November 6th through Sunday, November 12th. Today, the moon is starting out technically in Leo, and then later this afternoon, Eastern time, the moon is going to move into Virgo, where it will stay until Thursday the 9th in the extremely early hours of the morning Eastern time. The moon is going to move into Libra. It will stay there until Saturday the 11th in the afternoon, where it will move into Scorpio, and we will round out our week with the moon in Scorpio. So if you're looking at your birth chart, that the circle, like your real birth chart, and you can make note of where Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio all span in your chart, this is where the moon is going to be transiting this week, bringing some heightened awareness, maybe increasing some sensitivity in these areas of life, and potentially triggering certain aspects or traits about yourself if you also have placements in that area. So this week we do have a couple of important planetary transitions taking place. First, on Wednesday the 8th, we have Venus moving on home into the sign of Libra. Venus is all done with its cycle in Virgo, which it just felt particularly fast. I don't know. It just felt particularly fast. So Venus was in Virgo. Let's take a look. When did Venus enter into Virgo? I'll tell you who went super fast. And it was Mercury, who's also moving this week. Venus has been in Virgo since Sunday, October 8th. So exactly 1 month in the sign of Virgo. And although, did we have a retrograde? I believe that we did, didn't we? Yes, we did, over the summer. So Venus was in Virgo from October 8th till November 8th. Mercury is moving into Sagittarius, let's see here, on Friday the 10th this week. And that might be happening on the late hours, by the way, of Thursday the 2nd for you, or it could be happening, or sorry, Thursday the 9th. Or that might be happening, Mercury into Sagittarius on Friday the 10th for you, depending on your time zone and your part of the world. But we're looking at late Thursday into Friday the 10th for Mercury into Sagittarius. Mercury has been in Sag since, has been in Scorpio. It's about to go into Sagittarius. There we go. Since Sunday, October 22nd. And sometimes when you just put those dates out there, you know, Venus spent 1 month in the sign of Virgo, and Mercury is spending a few weeks in the sign of Scorpio before it moves into Sagittarius. Sometimes it really helps putting those time frames around it. I really encourage you to check your chart or just check out what you were doing during this span of time. So since October 8th, since October 22nd, what are some of the events that have transpired in and around your life? If you want to take it that step further, I highly encourage that you pull up your chart as well. It's super easy to do this in Time Passages, which is my favorite app, not sponsored, just a favorite. And pull up the transit date. So I'll pull up my birth chart itself, and then I'll plug in some transit dates and take a look at, say, October 8th of this year, October 22nd. Maybe I'll take a peek at another couple of dates in there, you know, while Venus was transiting, while Mercury was transiting, in the signs they were previously in. And when you take a look at what events have transpired in and around your life, it's much easier to embody the lessons that you're learning and really integrating everything that you've been gaining in your experience recently. And this is one of my favorite ways to use astrology. When we get these beautiful hard dates like that, and it's, we can use it as a sacred reminder to go back to these dates. And again, you can, there's all kinds of ways to look and see what you are up to. You can take a look at your social media activity. You can look at what you were posting. You can look at your engagement and the things you were liking or the posts you were saving. You can take a look at who you were interacting with in your DMs and your text messages and your email inbox. That's a really fascinating one. What did your email inbox activity look like, especially leading up to that eclipse, huh? All throughout eclipse season. It's really, really fascinating to do that. And then you can also pull up your camera roll. If you have any kind of driver's app or your location sharing turned on, you can even take a look at like places that you've gone. Keep it simple and just look at your calendar. Look back at your calendar, your physical or your digital planner, and take a look at what you were doing during those dates. And just jog your memory. And taking this information, really refreshing yourself with your hard experiences when you're reflecting on a transit, on a planet's cycle through a sign. This is how we get our heads out of the clouds, so to speak, which we can sometimes get a little bit stuck doing in astrology, and really making those hard connections to, okay, this is what planets were doing. This is what those planets looked like in my chart. This is where they physically showed up. Even if you don't know the symbols very well, that's okay. Especially if you're in that witch school, we have all kinds of reference charts available to you right now if you need help remembering what symbol means what, and which planet has what symbol, which zodiac sign has which symbol, which house means what. If you're in that witch school, we have reference charts like that right now, super easy for you to go on and access on the blog. But this is what I did when I was studying astrology or when I was just learning how to track it. I would take my time and I would get my chart out. I would take a look at my calendar and saw what I had been up to during, again, in this example, while Venus was in Virgo since October 8th. And maybe I need to use my reference sheets and go, oh yeah, this is the symbol for Venus. Okay, now I see that. And this is a symbol for Virgo. So now when I look at this transit in my chart, or I pull up the chart for that date on one of these websites or apps that I use, I can see where that was, where it was in relation to my planets, my placements, and the areas of my life, which are your houses. This is how you get your head out of just the study books, out of just the charts, and you make those real life connections. So I really encourage you to do some reflecting. And based on the cards that I pulled for today, I definitely think that this was some welcome advice. Venus moving into Libra and Mercury moving into Sagittarius. We could spend a whole episode on each of those, on what those look like. But for the sake of time, know that Venus is moving home into a sign that it rules, Libra, where it's very naturally shining in its strengths and skills as a relator, as a connector, as a friend, as a partner, as someone who interacts with people on so much more than a surface level. And the surface level is there too, but it's so much more than that. And it's so much deeper than that. This is a time that our relationships can seem effortless. This is a time where we might feel really, really on our game when it comes to connecting and relating with people. Now, with Mercury moving into Sagittarius, technically Mercury is in its detriment when it's in Sagittarius. And this is one of those planets going into detriment that I view a little bit differently than some traditional astrology. Because I definitely can see where Mercury can have its struggles in Sagittarius, because Sagittarius has a very zoomed out, laid back approach, and does not get hung up on the details, because it is all about the big picture, the overall, setting our sights on the long game and the horizons, etc. Whereas Mercury is very, very detail oriented and really likes focusing on those things. But this is an excellent opportunity, as always happens when a planet goes into detriment. This is an excellent opportunity to get out of our comfort zone, especially if you are somebody who's naturally very detail-oriented, maybe even neurotic to a point. This can be a great time to get out of your comfort zone, take a step back, take a big look up from all those nitty-gritty details that you've been so focused on, and what does the bigger picture look like? So these are a couple of just like really bite-sized interpretations of what it looks like when these planets move into these signs. And that's something that we'll definitely continue experiencing as these planets move through these new cycles. But today I felt really, really called, and then it got really backed up by the card reading that I pulled. I felt really, really called to focus on how the previous cycles went down. And I think that some much needed, very well-placed reflection here is what is going to help you really open up to this new cycle, this new chapter of Venus moving into Libra, Mercury moving into Sagittarius. From the tarot deck, from the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, we pulled reversed King of Cups. And from the Oracle of Oddities, my only oracle deck I read in reverse, well, I read reversals, we got Observe in reverse. So I'm going to get really straight with you about this. I think that there's a whole lot of analyzing going on. An analysis paralysis, some might actually say, where you're analyzing so much, you get frozen into that state of being, and all you're doing is overthinking and analyzing. if I told you to reflect on something, like we're talking about today, how would you differentiate those two processes? The process of analyzing, the process of reflecting. How do you feel those are different? Well, for me, analysis comes from a solution-oriented mindset, solution-driven. That's more accurate, because I'm not necessarily solution-oriented when I'm in that state, but I am driven by solution. And what's driving me towards solution so much is fixating on a problem. Fixating on a problem. Fixating on what's broken. Fixating on what needs to be repaired. So much so to the point where we're not really doing that much talking about how to actually repair. We're doing a lot of saying to fix. There's a lot of this needs to improve and not a whole lot of action plans being created or taken. Reflection, on the other hand, reflecting is a slower process and it's not driven typically by anything. It is a state of mind, and we allow ourselves to open up and think more thoughtfully. You know, let our reflection and our pondering become more profound, become more expansive. And there's not necessarily an end goal. There's no rush. There's no driver. We're simply reflecting for the sake of reflecting. King of Cups reversed and observe reversed is saying that right now there's a whole fuck like none of that happening. That's like, there is a lot of expressing, a lot. King of Cups reversed, we are expressing emotion. Trust me, that's happening. There is not a lot of receiving. There is not a lot of listening. There is definitely not a lot of allowing. And so this is creating very disruptive, big, large, crashing waves in our lives, in our emotions, and in our experience. Getting observe reversed, it's really interesting because it actually made me think of maybe that naturally detail-oriented Mercury who's been so hyper-fixated on the details. What it really needs is to stop, take a break, put the pen down, sit up, roll the shoulders back, rub its eyes a little bit, and just take it all in. That's what observing is. That's what reflecting is. And I think that this Mercury in Sagittarius and this Venus in Libra cycle upon us, I think that it is an excellent turning of a chapter to get really intentional and reflect on some of those dates that I gave you back to October 8th, back to October 22nd, whether you look at your chart and the cosmos or not, whether you're just kind of reflecting what transpired for you during that time, look at it from a reflecting and observant standpoint. Don't go in there looking for problems. Don't go in there looking for what needs to be fixed. Simply observe and notice and make note. Take this information with you. Simply file it away on your pack and step forward into the new chapter. So, I think this is a good week for a nice big breath. Some open eyes and I would probably balance any kind of overactivity out with some good earth anchoring and grounding this week while you do it. I am so appreciative of you, my friend. Thank you for spending your moon day with me. I hope that today's episode offered you some helpful insight, some new information, maybe even a little bit of inspiration for the week ahead. I love getting to spend my Monday with you. I hope that you have an absolutely beautiful rest of your week. Make sure that you stay safe, have fun, and of course, stay magical out there. What is that witch school? Well, it's kind of my twist on Patreon. See, for as little as $5 a month, you can get instant access to our entire back catalog of incredible bonus content, like bonus episodes, witchy lessons, a ton of astrology resources, guest teachings, and so much more. But I didn't want to just keep the magic going in between episodes with bonus content. I wanted to keep the learning going. I wanted to keep the community going. So I also offered tiers that opened up opportunity for continued intentional, magical academic learning, as well as opportunity for creating community with like-minded witchy individuals. For just $30 a month, you can get full, complete access to everything inside that witch school, including our exclusive members-only social media platform on Mighty Networks, where right now, witches and energy practitioners and students just like you are all learning, working together, sharing together, and supporting each other week in and week out. We talk about the show, we share dreams that we've had, we share each other's tarot readings, and ultimately, we support each other as magical beings in a very anti-magical world. You can join us today at thatwitchnextdoor.com/enroll to learn more and start your enrollment today.